Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Coach Brendan Marion set to join us coming up here in just a few minutes. News from Sham Sharania has LeBron James out the first 3 to 4 weeks of the season. That means LeBron James will not be here at the Golden One Center when the Sacramento Kings take on the Los Angeles Lakers, the third game of the season on October 26th. Very disappointed about that. Very, very disappointed.
I'm starting to feel a little pressure because my son, this summer, he's like, "Dad, we gotta get tickets to go see the Lakers because I've never seen LeBron."
And ooh, yeah.
You know, we're getting towards the end.
Yeah, you got
to
do it.
And that is a very tough ticket to get. It's going to get even more difficult in the next year or two, but we're going to try and make it happen. But he won't be there on, the 26th?
26th, yeah. Yeah, LeBron James will not be in Sacramento. He might be in Sacramento. He will not be playing at the Golden One Center when the Lakers are in town again. The third game of the season is Sham Sharania said he's out for the first 3 to 4 weeks of the season with dealing with a sciatica issue, I believe is the proper way of saying
it. Get well soon, Bron.
Yeah, and that's an interesting thing. Like, we saw what the dumb people did when they thought LeBron was retiring a couple of days ago, and someone bought like a $500 ticket to see the Utah Jazz and the Los Angeles Lakers. You got to get Reese to see the King.
Yeah.
You got to do it. I never got to see Jordan in person.
Same. Yeah.
I never did. For some reason, I keep telling myself, no, you did. You were at the Kings Wizards game. I don't think that's true. And I don't know.
That wasn't Jordan. He didn't play for the Wizards.
Oh, of course. He hit that shot against the Jazz, and that was it. Never played basketball again.
You saw Eddie Jordan.
Kings fans saw a lot of Eddie Jordan, that's for sure. Boy, does that change. Oh, man. Well, I'll still go to the Laker game, see Luka. I've fully committed this morning to going to Sac State on the 24th instead of the home opener.
Let's go.
Because Kevin wants to go. So it's like, all right, like Kevin wants to go on the 24th. He wants to see Quavo. He's a Sac State alum. So it's like, all right, okay, that's for sure what I'm going to do. And then I'll go see the Kings on Sunday when they play the Lakers. But I'm definitely disappointed LeBron's not there.
Yeah, me too. I was trying to see. I think that's the only time for this particular injury, hopefully that's it, but this is the only time they'll miss LeBron. They play the Lakers again late December, so he should be back.
And that's at the Crypto?
Yeah, that's at Crypto. They come back here early January, and then they play the Lakers again March 1st.
And let's be honest, I mean, by the third game of the season, the Kings are going to be hitting on all cylinders, LeBron.
The Lakers actually dodged a bullet.
Yeah, the Lakers.
LeBron did.
I mean, LeBron probably saw us like, you know what? I don't want that. Two things. I don't want that smoke, and I don't want to be asked about my first home game as I'm nearing retirement. By the way, always trust your gut. This is a real time life lesson to always trust your gut.
Okay.
I believe the text originated from Jake Gaydon. I think. I believe Jake sent me, you, and about 15 other media members a text.
Yes.
And something said, hey, man, you might want to mute this thread. You might want to mute this thread because clearly you're the only ones working and you can just deal with it later. The last time I opened, there it is, 34 messages.
Oh.
All on that text thread. I was like, that's it. You always trust your gut.
Some of the names in here.
Sean, this is terrific. Sean Cunningham named the conversation unnecessary group chat. Brendan Nunez renamed the conversation Cunningham's unnecessary group chat. I found that there's a middle finger in here somewhere. There's a disappearing text message.
It's a, the names are crazy that are floating through this group chat.
There's so much going on in here. Drew the local guy is in here.
My man Chris is in here as well.
Deuce Mason says, this sounds awful.
James took a dig at Jake, and we're talking about his birthday. He said, I couldn't make it. The Yankees game is going to be on.
What? This disappearing text message. Oh, there it is. Yep. Someone says, Brendan, can I get a ride from Oakland? His dude says, this sounds awful. The only person, the reasons none of these are popping up on my computer is because someone has an Android and it's Matt George.
Oh my gosh. Bro, you're messing up the group chat.
Seriously screwing up the group chat. Drew says, half the people in here are like, who are you? Then he responds to himself, this is crazy.
That's crazy. That's one of the names.
Oh, boy. Oh, says Jim Cozumore here. He ready to rock. Shout out to Morgan Reagan with the realest comment ever.
Gosh.
Because it all started with Jake Gaydon saying, yeah, we're probably going to meet around 8 or 9-ish. Shout out to Morgan Reagan, keeping it 100. Normalize meeting up at 5 p.m. Speak the truth.
5 p.m.?
Cunningham's unnecessary group chat is hilarious.
That's hilarious. That is some good stuff.
There are three numbers in here that I don't know who they are.
I think.
Do you have everyone's number in the chat?
By
the way, don't ever text us while we're on the air, because if we need content, we're going to use the text.
Yeah, no, there's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 numbers I don't have.
Oh, wow.
Although I know who one of them is now.
I think one of these is Tristy's, but I'm not sure.
Well, I have Tristy's number.
Delete and block this conversation.
There's 15 people in here.
There's a hell of people in here. Don't send group texts. What is wrong with you people? Do not send group texts.
Good times, though.
Shout out, Sean. Sean is like the elder statesman of all of the
media.
He's
the OG,
guys.
And he's not even that old, but he's OG.
He's like the Godfather.
Yes.
Not the pimp, but the original term of the Godfather. He's like the one who. He's the one who oversees this, the one everyone looks to for advice and all of that stuff.
I looked into that a little bit last night, the Godfather, the wrestler.
Oh, Dale.
I did.
Oh, dear God, did you?
Yeah, I
and
did.
What did you learn?
It was awesome. I loved his
fit. Of course, yeah. Yeah, everyone loved the Godfather. Yeah.
It was pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I don't have much. I don't want to speak too much on that.
You don't want to say too much?
No, yeah, definitely okay. Not. But yeah. It was funny, man. It was funny.
Joe, you're still a young man. Do you have any questions?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Save them for your dad.
Yeah,
the next trip to Disneyland.
Yeah,
that's
fine. Exactly.
That's
absolutely wild that we would see that every Monday.
Joe did the research.
Joe, that was every Monday. We would look forward to that every Monday. When is The Godfather going to come out?
That's too funny, man.
That man would go out on national television and say, "Here comes the whole train." And we were all just like, "Yeah." This is
now,
great.
I'm going to give you a choice. You can fight me knowing I'm going to beat your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
mm-hmm.
you guys know the rest.
Mm-hmm. So we'll say it and take one of the Godfather's hoes. This was a company marketed to young children.
It was a lot more special. You have one of my finest hoes. Yeah.
And then I don't remember who it was. I feel like it was someone stupid, like the big boss man, who was like, "I don't want one of your hoes. I want all of your hoes."
This is crazy.
Oh, man.
This is crazy, man.
The Godfather.
Crazy. Why couldn't he have just stayed Kama Mustafa?
Well, did you hear what you just said? Hell, he should have been Papa Shango. Kama Mustafa. You know, you look like a Mustafa.
Remember when he was just Kama and he came in as like a boxer? And
He was supposed to be like an ultimate fighter.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What do you have, about four fighting
I
careers?
Think he was Kama the Supreme Fighting Machine.
That's good knowledge.
Yeah.
That's good. What do you have, about four or five characters?
Yeah, Papa Shango, Kama Mustafa. Yeah, in the Godfather. The Godfather all started like with JR. JR said he's the Godfather of the nation.
Mm.
And I think this was still Farouk time. Mm. But he was like, "Yeah, that's the Godfather." It was never about pimps and hoes until wait for it. Until the blackface skit. Because
I'm learning right now.
Because when all else fails, just refer to pimps and hoes as a black stereotype.
Okay. Oh.
And it works. And it was the very next week that, because I think it was Billy Gunn who was the Godfather.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Pimps up, hoes down, West Side." And it was like,
he did.
The Godfather has never said anything like that, ever. And it was the next week, when they cut their promo, when the nation cut their promo, that he said, "I'm going to show you that pimping ain't easy." And it wasn't cute or funny. It was like, "Oh, you want to be a pimp? I'm going to show you that pimping ain't easy." And then it turned into whatever that was.
Nah, this is crazy right now. I never knew that.
Yeah.
I never knew that's not who he was when they did
not
that.
Not at all. Mm-mm.
It makes it five times worse. And it's already the worst thing they've ever done.
Think about that. We just found a way to make blackface worse.
Oh, my gosh. I never knew that.
I guess.
Wow.
I don't know. Like, I'm just, I don't know. I'm just
trying
to.
Trips was like, "Yeah, this is great. Let's,
it's not even, it's not even Hunter or Vince. I'm trying to get past.
Wow.
Dwayne,
yeah.
But more specifically, D'Lo, the Godfather.
Did they ask them, though, or did they just ask Dwayne?
So the story has always been they asked, and Dwayne tells the story, The Rock tells the story, like, all right, we'll go along with it. Don't paint your lips white, but... we could go along with this. And obviously Mark Henry was like the X-Pac Mark Henry thing was just the worst. But yeah.
That's great. Because I just wonder if they just asked Dwayne and didn't ask the other ones. Like they didn't go up to him as a group.
Yeah. They'd be smart to ask Dwayne about, "Hey Dwayne, how do you feel if we did a little blackface out here?" "Oh yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's fine." Oh, Dwayne.
Did you see Dwayne went to the movie premiere with his daughter, the wrestler,
mm-hmm.
and her partner, who's a girl She's an NXT star.
I didn't know who.
I don't know who it is. Like I'm. It's a shoot. I'm not watching. Yeah. But yeah, that's his daughter, and I guess the other girl is a huge star in NXT.
Huh. I didn't know that. I haven't watched NXT in a while.
The Rock hasn't been seen since that movie came out. He's desperately trying to put weight back on, I'm sure.
Yeah, because they were on his head. They were like, look how skinny he is.
Well, I'd advise everybody to be careful with that. Mm. They did the same with Chadwick Boseman.
Mm.
And while I don't believe The Rock is sick, I believe he lost weight for the role that he had. Mm. Let's be careful.
Although, for this movie?
No.
Oh, for another movie. No, for another movie. I was about to say, because this movie, he looked jacked.
He was gigantic. Yeah. He was gigantic.
I might try and watch that this weekend.
You know, it's a theater movie. Okay, yeah. Never mind. It's fine. I don't have one of those.
I don't know what he's talking about, no, ladies and gentlemen.
One day I was like, hey, man, I got one of these da-da-da-da-das. Never heard again.
Now
all of a sudden, KC got all the movies.
I do. I told you where to. Yeah, I got the phone number. I think I texted you the phone number.
It's right next to my Sac State jersey.
I texted you the phone number.
Let's get TC in here, 916. You know what the number is. 916-909-1320. What's up, TC?
What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm just vibing, man. Just out here. Hey, I'm not going to take none too much from that. Hey, this is how we're going to start. I'm not going to take too much from that game. Not because I want to jump right into it, though, right?
Right.
I'm not going to lose my mind. I'm not going to do nothing. What I took from that game last night, right, is Scott Perry, Doug Christie, and BJ are all on the same page, bro. And it might be a conspiracy, but I believe BJ and Scott respect Doug enough to say, hey, we just ain't going to – we going to practice what we preach. We all on the same page. I got trades in line, and I probably got a couple people I'm going to bring in. But I got enough respect for you, Doug, that we going to see what we got right first before we start busting moves. So that's what I took from that situation. Then when I heard Monk, the whole situation today on his interview, I don't know if you guys heard it or not, he said, look, man, it's the first game. He said, some people in this gym going to be here and some ain't. So y'all take what y'all take from that. I said, man, you know what? I'm going to fall back and watch how it play out. I still got the Kings being successful. I'm not going to lose my mind. But Scott Perry got something brewing, but he respect Doug Christie.
Okay. I didn't hear the Malik Monk quote. I agree. I think they're going to let him play. I don't think any deals are going to be made right now. I think they're going to let it play out a little bit.
I love Terrence. I don't believe that Scott Perry is not pulling the trigger on a trade because he has respect for Doug Christie. Scott Perry's job is to build this team into a sustainable winner. Those are his words. Mm-hmm. And he is going to, he has a reputation in this league that he has to uphold. And I do believe he has a very high level of respect for Doug Christie. Mm. I also believe if he has the opportunity to improve this roster, he's going to work with this head coach and he's going to improve this roster. I don't believe that Doug sat down across from Scott Perry and said, Scotty, this team is perfect. This is exactly what I need to get the job done. I don't believe that that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think the entities, Scott Perry, BJ Armstrong, his front office, are going to work together with Doug and likely his coaching staff in putting this roster together. But I don't believe for a second that Scott Perry is holding back on a trade to make sure he shows proper respect to Doug Christie. Doug Christie has been in the basketball game for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Perry has been in the game for a very, very long time. Scott is not new to his position.
Right.
Doug is.
Right.
Scott's going to do everything he can to make sure that Doug has a winner.
I am
curious what Malik said, though.
Yeah. And much like you talked about, I don't think Doug is sitting there like, yeah, everything's great. Don't do anything, Scott. Don't do nothing. I've got everything I need.
Perfect.
Just leave it. I don't think that's happening either. I think there are places where Doug would like to improve the roster. I don't know where it's at. You know, I don't know who's that supposed to be. But, yeah, he's this isn't a finished product by any means. The roster, what they're trying to learn in training camp, all this stuff, it's not a finished product. It is literally just the start.
The last clip from Malik Monk I found was 7 days ago, so I'm not sure what TC is talking about. I don't really want to run a clip back from 7 days ago. Like, I feel like we either played it or heard it. Maybe I just missed it. Maybe he heard something that I didn't hear.
Yeah, I don't know, TC.
I thought maybe he said something last night. Yeah, I don't know if all these guys going to be here.
That's what I thought, too. I thought he said something in practice today or something.
Yeah, I don't. If he did, I don't have that. Yeah. In fact, I'm working with Sean Cunningham outside of his unnecessary group chat. No. Here's Malik. I'm sorry. We got Malik today. Okay. I'm sorry. It's my bad. I had to refresh the browser, guys. I'm sorry. Well, let's see what Malik talking about. We'll wait for two reasons. Coach is here. Also, Joe's not in the studio. There's no chance. There is absolutely no chance I'm running sound from Malik Monk without our board operator in the studio.
Yeah, you can't run.
I can't do it.
I was going to say something, but I don't even know if that's right. I was going to say you can't run Malik Monk sound naked.
Say that's a shoot. It's a shoot. You can't do it. You can't do it. Let's bring in our head coach, Coach Brandon Marion. Here at Sac State. If I can learn how to operate my computer, I'll bring Coach up on the screen. Coach, what's happening? Oh, no, it's happening again. Coach, we don't have any sound. Oh, man, we are having terrible luck with Sac State. Coach, this is probably our fault. I'm sure he's calling. There it is. I got you, Coach. Oh, my God. Hang on, Coach. There was something going on right there. Okay.
Something with the mic.
Yeah, I think we got you, Coach. You good? Nope.
Okay,
no
yeah,
sound.
We can't hear you.
Yeah, we can't hear you, Coach. I'm gonna remove you from this, and I'm gonna have you click that link again. So I'm gonna throw you out of the studio. This is embarrassing, by the way. This is the second coach.
The league's been hating us, man.
This is the second coach I've had to kick out of, actually kick out of the studio in one day.
Be kicking the coaches out, man.
We're never,
it's probably so easy to
Sac State is showing
too.
Up on 11:40 tomorrow. Goodness gracious.
This is my fault. It's because Jesse's not here.
No, this is why Jason Ross won't come on the show. this is it right here.
ESPN 1320's Jason Ross.
And so you can hear him this weekend.
Yeah, I can at Weber State.
Goodness gracious. So as we wait for Coach probably to rummage through his email and click on that link again, Coach, I'm so sorry. Ryan, Andy, Mark, Dr. Wood, if you're listening, I'm so sorry.
Dr. Wood be tapped in too. Oh, man. My boy Dr. Wood be tapped in.
What a nightmare.
We're going to make it, though. We're going to make it.
Yeah,
we're
going to make it. A couple people might hate me along the way, but we're going to make it. Casey going to show up to the next coach's show. Hey, what's with your boy?
There you go. No, I'm about to say.
Your boy ever used a computer before?
When you go on the 24th, they're going to be like, hey, ain't you the guy to kick me out of the show?
No, because it's going to be a sign at the door. Hey, don't let D-Lo in. Ryan and Andy are printing the sign right now. Hey, don't let this guy in. Don't let this guy in.
Well, yeah, I don't know how we do this here.
Maybe
we just go.
Let's go to commercial. I know it's a couple seconds early. Let's go to commercial. We'll come back. If I still have a job, Brandon Marion will be with us here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN. Yeah, Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You're listening to D'Lo and Casey. D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
All right, we got all of our technical difficulties out of the way, and Coach Brennan Marion is with us. Coach is, for those that are listening on the radio, is trying to recruit Kenny over to the Pittsburgh Steelers side.
That's the first time I'm telling Coach no. It ain't happening. Niner gang, that's what we do over here.
Just trying to get you to a real team, a real organization.
Oh, that's how you feel. That's how you feel. Stop. I can't wait to. Now that I know, when they play each other, it's on. It's on the popping, Coach.
Have you met Scott Perry, the Kings general manager?
No. So it's crazy. So he went to a Steelers practice.
That's right.
And my boy Denzel, who's coaching the outside linebackers for the Steelers, he's like, you need to get with Scott when he gets back out there.
Yeah, he's real close.
To go to a Kings preseason little setup here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, there you go. He's real close with Mike. Like when we talked to Scott a couple weeks ago, and he just raved about Mike Tomlin, and he sent Doug out to spend some time with Mike Tomlin because it's obviously Doug's first head coaching job. He was like, hey, if there's someone to learn from, it's this guy in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that was the greatest thing working at Pitt. Getting to see Coach Tomlin every day, talk with him. I actually recruited his sons, you know, so it was good to see, you know, him lead the team every day, because at Pitt, the facility is shared. When I worked at the University of Pittsburgh, the Steelers and Pitt, they share all the facilities, so you get a chance to be around the Steelers every day.
A lot of people complaining about Sac State and Cal Expo. That's another off-campus environment that's just perfectly fine. Pitt playing at the Steelers Stadium. How far away is that from Pitt?
It's like a 10-15 minute bus ride. But, you know, you should never complain about upgrades. You should complain about staying the same and not, you know, trying to improve. If you're improving and upgrading.
I feel you on that. This week, Weber State, you guys get back at it. Coming off the bye week, how did you personally enjoy the bye week, and how you think the team kind of enjoyed the bye week?
Oh, I thought everybody, from the standpoint of getting a couple days away, refreshing their mind, refreshing their spirits. We actually had a couple guys get baptized. I got baptized as well.
Man. Yeah, I saw that, man. Congratulations.
So you know, God is good. It was really awesome from that standpoint of, you know, our team has really been doing the right things. You know, I know we've really been focused on our habits and being consistent and, you know, trying to be 1-0 each day and doing the right thing. And so I was really proud of our team for galvanizing as a team and coming together and fixing some, you know, having tough conversations and fixing some spots that we were not good at, but just everybody coming together, staying together, and getting better throughout the bye week.
Is there a lot of value in time off during a football season? Sorry to go back to Doug Christie, but Doug's running this training camp here. He gave the guys a Sunday off. It came back Monday, and he was like, this was just a lackadaisical performance. They didn't really get into it until Tuesday. Do you kind of run into that where you're hoping for everybody to be rejuvenated, but they're a little bit out of their rhythm and it takes a day or two to kind of get back in the swing?
I know from that standpoint, like if it's preseason, it's a little bit harder to get the guys motivated from the standpoint of there's not a game. I think where we're at, you know, it being a bye week and we know we have a game and we haven't had the opportunity to actually, you know, especially finishing the way we did, where you have a tough, you know, end of the game loss, you know, and you have to sit with that on you, you know, for a week or so, you know, 10 to 14 days. You know, for us, it's we're excited and motivated, ready to get back out there. You know, Nick Saban said when you win all the time, it's like, why are we practicing so much? You know, when you lose, it's like, we need to practice. We need to get better. So from that standpoint, our guys are really hungry and excited to practice because, you know, they want to get that tarnish off their name.
2-3 at around the de facto halfway mark through the season. There's been some ups and downs and some frustrations, but I feel like there's been some good things, a lot of good things that have gone on with your team as well. How do you feel about just where you guys overall as a team, not even necessarily record-wise, but as far as progressing as a team, how do you feel you guys are right now?
Yeah, I think our guys really have really been humbled from the standpoint of understanding that this is a team game. And regardless of your talent level, it's still grit, toughness, playing together as a unit, you know, willing to sacrifice and die to self a little bit for your brothers out there on the field. And so from that standpoint, I really love where we are because we've took the hard lessons and we've seen that we need to play a certain way. Doesn't matter who we're playing and what their talent level is, that we have to play a certain way to win football games. You know, we can see that we can be successful in the stat categories, but stats are for losers. We're actually trying to go win games. And so we can see that our work has, that we do have talent, that we do, we have worked hard, but if we don't play 60 minutes selling out for each other, playing as hard as we can, we won't get the results that we want to get from a team aspect. And everybody that came here is here to win, you know. And so from that standpoint, I think guys really got a chance to self-scout, evaluate, and look at it during the bye week on like, man, we got to do this thing together. Like, yes, we have some individual success. Yes, we lead in, you know, we're top in the nation in a lot of stat categories, but we want to be a team that's known for winning and people only respect winning. So I think our guys have really figured that out. They've heard that message, you know, now for 2 weeks from the coaches, and now they have to go prove it on the field.
Coach, you mentioned 60 minutes. Is this a situation where you feel like your guys aren't playing the way that you want, period, or they're not playing the way that you want for an entire football game?
No, I'm proud of our team. I mean, I don't know about anybody else. I'm just speaking for myself. I'm here in it every day. You know, I'm like the man in the arena. You know what I mean? From the standpoint of it's we have 7 games left, and we have at the midway point, we have a chance to tie the win total from last season, which was 3 wins. We were right there with, you know, right at that spot from that standpoint. So, you know, for us, we just have to play the entire game. I mean, if you look at our games, nobody's blown us out. Nobody's embarrassed us. Nobody's, you know, nobody's going like, oh God, these guys are awful. I can't wait to sign these guys up on our schedule. Like, nobody's looking at our team like that. It's more so, it's just we've imploded in certain parts of the game, whether it be a turnover or we get a bad call and we can't bounce back from it, or you know, something is just, it's always just been that little hookup or hangup that keeps us from finishing or starting the game the way that we want to. And so for us, we just have to play a complete 60-minute game. If a bad call happens, if a turnover happens, so what, now what? Come together as a team and find a way to win. You know, and really there's no style points for us for the rest of the year. I told these guys we're playing playoff games every game. I mean, it's really, we got to go 1-0 each week if we want to still reach our goals, which the positive thing for us is, like I told our guys, like you drive looking forward, you don't drive looking backward. Like you take the lessons, we live forward and learn backwards. You know, we take the lessons that we learned and we still have all our goals in front of us, which we said one great year can change our life. We said we can go to the playoffs. We said we can win the Big Sky. We still have all those goals in front of us, you know, if we take care of business. So, you know, for us, our mindset is positive. Our mindset is hunger. Our mindset is team. And our mindset is playing a complete game.
Love hearing it, man. They're back in action this Saturday at Weber State. 4:30 is when coverage starts right here on ESPN 1320. Coach, before you get out of here, have a little fun. The announcement for the post-game performances was put out this week. Y'all not playing around. We got Lil Yachty on the 18th. After Northern Colorado, we got Quavo. Quavo is going to be at Sac State on the Montana game on the 24th. And then Blass is going to be here for the final home game of the season, man. Man, this football program, yourself, coach, AD Mark Orr, Luke Wood, you guys are once again making Sac State a place to be, man. It's a good time out every time we go out there.
Yeah, shout out to President Wood and my man Shockey, young CJ over here. They do a really good job of making sure that we create what we wanted to create it as far as the Sacramento experience and the fans and from that standpoint. But I told the guys, ain't no concert, ain't no car keys, ain't no checks if we don't get done what we need to get done on the field, you know. So for us, we have to worry about what we have to accomplish on the field. But for the community, like I said, I mean, we're going to continue to create an environment where the community wants to come out and be a part of it. The community just needs to come enjoy it because, you know, whether people like it or not, we're that team, you know, we're what people talk about. And you can try to avoid what happens on, you know, social media and all that stuff. But my good friend GJ Kenny, he always told me address everything that happens on social media and on kids' phones because they're on their phones all day anyways. But whether you like us or don't like us, you're talking about us, you know. So Sac State is always in the conversation. So we just got to make sure that when people bring us up, they can say whatever they want. They just got to say winner on it.
I don't think I've missed a opening day for the Kings in 8 or 9 years. Yeah. Well, Sac State's got me missing this year.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be out there. I'm gonna be out there for that Montana game.
Because you know it's the same night. It's the same night as Kings opening night, and we like
go team up, Joe.
You see how he roll, coach. You see how he roll, man. We're trying to make it out.
Yeah, we're gonna be out there. Coach, we appreciate you as always, man. Good luck this weekend. We'll be excited to talk to you next week for sure.
No doubt. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Likewise. Fingers up,
man. Coach Marion. Yes, sir. It's a man, Coach Marion, right there. Shout out to the light skin crew over there at Sac State, too.
Always.
Mark Orr, Dr. Wood. Come on, man. Y'all act, man. Y'all act like we ain't.
Y'all got to pop it. What you talking about? Y'all got to pop it.
We got Quavo. We got Quavo and Lil Yachty. Huh? Always out here making us prove something.
The amount of people hitting me up when that announcement dropped, like, yo, what y'all doing at Sac State?
Well, I'm sitting right. That's
people out of the city. Yeah. Was like, what y'all got going on at Sac State?
Well, see, I think that's why Kevin wants to go to the Montana game. I think he wants to see Quavo.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, because it was like because obviously you're Mr. Sac State. You hit me to what was going on.
Yeah.
I was like, well, decision made. Yeah. I know what I'm doing. And went home and
make that move, man.
Told the boss, was like, hey, this is what we're doing on this day. Like, well, you know, I'm gonna miss you guys on Sunday.
Yeah.
I guess to watch Luka Doncic now. Not that that's a bad thing.
No,
but I
watch Jake LaRavia.
Like, I don't think, oh, does Jesus he get a video? Christ. I swear to God.
Jake LaRavia getting a video.
Standing ovation.
So happy for Jake.
So happy for Jake. It's just great to see him playing so well. There was a stretch of like 3 days. I don't want to exaggerate. I'm being like literal 3 or 4 days on Hoops Hype, where every day I'd open up and Hoops Hype covers the entire league.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hornets, Wizards, Lakers. Like it's not ESPN. It covers the entire league. I kept reading interviews with Jake LaRavia.
Who was interviewing him?
Hoops Hype interviewed him. The LA Times interviewed him. It was like,
why is everyone talking to Jake
LaRavia?
Did
everyone else say no, with all due respect to Jake LaRavia? But God bless it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think to see that so often. Man. Newest Laker.
You could see him on the 26th. Can't see LeBron James.
Yeah, he's going to be starting and replacing LeBron James probably.
Oh, man, that's a shoot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be Luka, Reeves, Rui probably, LaRavia, and Ayton.
Ayton, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man.
Jake got to fill the shoes of LeBron James. Just like he
Please had. Welcome back to the Golden One Center. Jake Larry.
Get on your feet.
Scott Moak. Get on your feet.
Scott Moak going to tell us. Get on your feet, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
Jake's first, the video is going to be his first 5 minutes with the Kings.
That's it. Katie and I are hosting the Kings tip-off celebration at the Westfield Galleria
There's
at Roseville.
There's always a gang of people with those things. That's going to be a major audience.
It was like Keon Ellis is the person who's going to be there. I don't know if we could get a Laker like Jake LaRavia there, but Keon Ellis is going to be the person. I just think about last year because, you know, Galleria goes up. Mm-hmm. There's people, I mean, just gathered like at the top floors looking down on it was Malik last year.
Yeah.
I think they changed. I don't know this for sure. They've been doing this a long time. The itinerary is a little bit different than last year. And I think I looked at it and I was like, I wonder if they did this because Malik was hella late. Malik was hella late getting there. And it caused everything to kind of get going longer. Shout out to everybody listening on the radio because I'm pretty sure you're the only ones who can hear us. Yeah, we didn't pay the internet bill over here on, we didn't pay the Twitter bill.
Why do these things happen?
Well, I don't know why. No, we got it. We're here. We're here. Look, back in. Everything's fine, guys. Everything's great. Let me mute Kenny. This is the stupidest day in history. Stupidest day in history. Radio has no clue anything went wrong. The entire stream just went down. But it's back up.
We only lost
our entire audience. So good.
Is this considered two shows? Or did they? No, the other one stayed up.
No, it's still one show. It stayed up. Okay. It stayed up. Oh, look, Jonathan knew something went wrong. Jonathan walked right into the studio. What's happening over here?
Oh, man. We're back.
And my Coach right. Christie era says, well, the FCC got us.
Because Mike Bibby earlier. Yeah.
I caught that.
I just tried to keep it going.
That's, sometimes if you just ignore it, it was so subtle. It was like, just keep going.
Just keep it moving. We can dispute that.
David, grow up.
Oh.
Grow up.
Oh.
It's filthy and nasty. Vamos, Tilo and Casey.
Are you going to have another push-up challenger? At this
point? Oh, I'm not doing that again.
Why not? One, did you get like 50?
No, that was the most humiliating defeat of my life.
Who'd you go up against?
I have no clue. I think it was some behemoth they found out in the crowd.
Smashing machine.
So this is what was told to me.
Uh-huh.
Went last year at the behest of Complex. It was really to set up this year. And went out fresh. Who knows Scott Fresh very well. Fresh was like, hey, you want to do something? You want to do something on stage? I was like, yeah, like, of course, I'll do whatever you want. He was like, we're going to do a push-up contest. Didn't bother to ask why. So we're going to do a push-up contest. I think it would be fun, like, if it's you and Slamson.
Mm.
Oh, of course. Mm. And I'm thinking, I know Slamson is probably jacked.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Okay. So I go up there. And Fresh is like, yeah, man, you might want to take that bag and jacket off. Like, this is going to be some work. Like, okay. So I do the whole thing. And, like, there's no direction. I have no clue what I'm supposed to do. So, like, there's me, a bunch of kids, another adult, and then a bunch more kids.
Yeah.
Slamson's talking to the dance team. And so I'm kind of, like, looking at Fresh, looking at Katie. Katie has no clue what's going on, and Fresh is just like, okay, go. And I'm like, am I supposed to, like, let the kid win? Or am I supposed to, what am I supposed to do? So I'm just doing push-ups, and these kids is just doing the most half-assed push-ups, but they're falling out and like they're done. And I'm like, yeah, this is nothing. Like, it was like, I can't win. So I'm waiting. I'm trying to like not look around, but catch peripherals as to like how many kids are left. And then I'll drop out. Well, like five kids drop at once, including the kid next to me who wasn't even doing real push-ups. And so it was at this moment, again, I'm trying not to look around, but out of the corner of my eye, I realize, oh, that's a grown man next to me. And then I hear Fresh say, we're down to two.
Oh.
And I'm like,
where'd he come from?
I don't know. Jail? I'm like, I'm not losing. Now there's some odd thousand people here. I just started seeing Katie. She's right behind me. I'm not losing. Then Fresh gets cute. All right, guys. You guys are cooking right now. We were approaching 100. My man says, all right, just follow me. Down, stay. Mm-hmm. So he hits you with the, and I'm like, okay. Now the beads of sweat are really forming. And I can, just out of the corner of my eye, see, like, okay, he's down there. And then Scott goes up, and I'm like, ah.
Yeah, that's tough.
Okay.
That's tough.
And I could, again, see out of the, dude pops up. I'm like,
what was this?
Fresh goes down. All right. Up. And I'm like, and I'm struggling. And I finally look over and I see this guy's arms and I'm like, forget it.
Oh no.
I was out. I had nothing left.
It really was the smashing machine.
I don't know what, it was, but yeah, bro. I don't know who we, I asked Scott to test him. The Kings did not test him. I think they gave him tickets or something. And I just walked to the back, shamed, lost in front of 1,000 people. I ain't doing that again.
No, well, no, you're right. That's not happening again. Let's get to work. No, I'm going to call Al, and we're going to get to work. We got about a week?
Don't call Al.
Week and a half?
Don't call Al.
We got time to work. Let's go, because you're right. That's not happening.
If Al heard that story, he'd show up here, like, right now. He'd be like, hey, man, you might want to take that stupid-ass hoodie you're wearing off, because this ain't going to go well for you, Bubba.
What's the date of that again, by the way?
It's Sunday, October 19th. Sunday, I wasn't sure if it was the 18th or 19th.
Roseville
Sunday,
Galleria.
October 19th. Yeah, the Westfield Galleria at Roseville. They're big into using their full name. The Sacramento Kings Tickball begins at 2 o'clock. Keon Ellis will be there. Come get your pictures with Keon Ellis and Slamson and whatever else is jumping off there. It'll be a lot of fun. Great event. Do it every year.
Since everything got shut down, we got to pull back up Malik's clip. But while we're doing that, I got two things.
Hey, Joe, be on alert. We're going to air a clip from Malik Monk, and we don't really know what it sounds
just
like.
Just be ready. Be ready. Two things. Do you want door A or door B?
Oh, man. Door A.
Okay. Door A is baseball. Door B, we'll talk about in a second. We're definitely going to talk about.
Okay.
So, look, it doesn't matter. They won their little game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Phillies aren't doing anything. They're just delaying the inevitable. But did you see that home run by Kyle Schwarber?
No, wait a second.
I was talking crazy about him. He hit one damn near out of Dodger Stadium.
That's the game you were going to start with?
Yeah, well, that's the only game that really matters.
Okay. Okay.
Well, no, I only say it because the Dodgers and Phillies are about to play right now. That's what reminded me of it. But Kyle Schwarber,
I did see that home run, by the way, to answer your question. I absolutely did.
Bomb. Yeah. That was an absolute bomb, and I just was like.
He's a listener. He heard you.
Yeah, because I was talking
crazy. He was talking crazy.
I was talking crazy. He got two yesterday. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that game that we will mention, the Blue Jays eliminated the Yankees. Did you see Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Big Poppy on the post game?
I did. I did. I saw that clip. Jeter, I saw it this morning.
Jeter was laughing at first, and then it wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny anymore. Yeah, you could see his feelings get hurt. Did you see the clip from the rain delay?
What happened?
Where Jeter got a phone call?
No.
He missed a parent-teacher conference?
No, I didn't see that.
It was terrific. You got to find it. It's very funny.
They're really good. That Fox baseball crew is like really, really good. When you got Poppy on there and A-Rod for sure. And I like the dynamic of Jeter because he's not as charismatic as the other two. So sometimes it's kind of like, well, not that you're not charismatic, but it's almost like sometimes when you're here on this show and you're like, I work with a bunch of children. Mm-hmm. That's how Jeter is on the post game. Jeter's like, what am I doing here?
Jeter, I he's not with the Marlins anymore, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. Yeah. I didn't think so either. All right. Door B later.
Door B later for
okay.
sure.
All right. Let's hear from Malik Monk. This was today after practice. Malik Monk before the team heads to Portland.
What was your biggest takeaway, I guess, from last night?
My biggest takeaway?
Yeah.
We didn't execute the game plan, which was to hit first, obviously, and that's it.
Is it hard to be overly? I mean, I think fans and even us, we tend to overanalyze maybe a preseason game. Do you guys kind of fall victim to that a little bit too?
Hell no.
Yeah.
It's preseason. Right. We some of these people might not be here. Some of these people will be here, so it's not our full team.
Damn.
So yeah, you can't. It's one preseason game. We ain't even played together. It's our first game together as a whole group. So, yeah, I'm not down.
When you talk about not hitting first, like when you guys wanted to, what is that? Like, is that just a mentality? Like,
yeah, a mentality. Picking up, touching on defense first. The same thing they do to us. We need to start doing that.
I guess my question is, like, why doesn't it happen?
I don't know. I wish I knew. Okay. I think we'd be better if I knew.
Let me ask you this. Look for a better result tomorrow.
1,000%. Yeah, 1,000%. 1,000%. I'll say that myself. I'll make sure we hit somebody first.
What were some of the things that...
Can I just say something real quick, and I'll scroll back to make sure we get that full question in there. I don't know why Malik Monk is the only player who can go, No, it's our first time to get. Like, I'm not worried about it. It's fine. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's fine. He's the only one. Like, if Domas had said that, I'd be like, whatever, Domas. Zach, DeMar, like, whatever. But Malik, for some reason, when Malik says it, it's like, oh, he's right.
He's a calming influence.
Okay, I think that's what it is. And I think it's also because, not that Zach and DeMar aren't, because I think DeMar absolutely has proven that he is. Malik he has no filter. Like, he just speaks how it is.
Yeah.
And he's not going to filter it for the media or for anyone else. He's going to tell you exactly how he feels. If he didn't think the team was together, if he thought there were splinters, if he thought something was wrong, he'd absolutely say it. Mm-hmm. So when he reacts the way that he does, it's always like, oh, yeah, everything's fine.
Yeah, especially because he'll tell you, not everybody going to be here.
No, apparently. Here's more.
It's crazy. Some of these guys ain't going to be here.
Here's more from Malik.
Some of the things that Doug emphasized today.
Stop over helping. We was just doing a little some bad habits we caught on last few years. That's all we was doing.
Boy, I wish we had like a shot or something every time. It's not a kind of, but yeah, man.
Over helping, reaching in the backcourt when we don't need to, and we can set our defense up. Crashing from the top of the key and we need to get back. Things like that. It's just stuff that we can control too.
With the picking up 94 feet, how much does it help with it being a new thing you guys are doing to get that on film, be able to review it and how to clean that up?
Yeah, it's great. Especially how terrible we were at it yesterday. We can see all the terrible stuff and work on that. And I think that's what you want to do. That's why we got the preseason, to work on the bad things. So yeah, it'll be better than that tomorrow.
Does this week, with all the practice sessions you have, when you come out of training camp and mix in preseason, do you feel like there's differences in the structure of how you approach week to week? I mean, does it feel more like what you would see in the season?
No. Preseason is training camp. Yeah. I think we'll start getting closer to season form when probably like a week away from the season. We're still in training camp right now. We're still doing training camp things. We're still learning things. So, yeah, we're not in game form, not even close.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What impressed you about what the young group did, right? Neek, what Max did, that group, especially late in the fourth quarter?
I really wasn't impressed. I watched them in summer league. They were doing the same things. They've been doing the same things here since training camp. So it's just all the same things they've been doing, man. I'm not impressed. I'm happy. I knew that was going to happen. So kudos to the young guys.
Well, he's hilarious. I'm not impressed with those
That's
guys.
Really good. That's really impressed. Good.
Shout out to my boy Malik, man.
That's what they're supposed to do. That's literally what we were just talking about. He will tell you exactly how he feels.
Yes.
Exactly how he feels. We'll come back. We'll talk more Kings basketball. And I don't know what is behind door number B. Number B. That's correct. What is behind door number B? That's accurate. But I did say if Nikola Jokic is the best player in the world, we watched number two last night.
Stop peeking behind the door.
All right. All right. That's all ahead here. It's D'Lo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and Casey on the home for Sacramento Sports Talk, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.